All right, the next person we're going to hear from is Debbie Stein, who is head of our Freedom Link program, which is really our transitions program. And it's a mentoring program for kids from junior high all the way through high school. And Debbie is going to tell us about what the program is, and we're also going to hear from many of those who participate in Freedom Link and why it's been important to them, because we do adopt the mentoring component and the travel component that you heard about from our friends at Blind Inc. So here is Debbie, and I hope the rest of the Freedom Linkers.
So that would be Amy.
Amy Bosco, Emma.
Sebastian,
okay.
Did you all come up?
Come on down. That's a question, right?
Right. Right. Chair. Yeah, chair, right? You can come on up here, and I'll
go down at the end. And
yeah.
Go up.
Are there table mics up here, or I mean, are there any other table mics, or just this one? Okay.
Yep. There's some other microphones.
Testing. Can you hear? Yeah.
Denise, while they're setting up, I have to give a response to the "we don't like dog guides." Yes. Our first lady uses a guide dog. Yep. I don't understand that comment at all.
Yeah. Okay. Here you go. Okay. Yeah. And then whoever's going to speak.
Yeah. Yeah. Nag do. But I mean, what more can you do? Our first lady uses a dog. I mean,
I think we're going to mostly talk about freedom.
You know, Patty, old ideas die hard.
Sebastian, are you up? Are you in the room?
Is Sebastian in the room? All right, well, we're going to move on then.
We will move on. Emma and Amy and I will do it. Okay. So, he didn't sleep last night, I don't think. Right. Okay, so to tell you a little bit about Freedom Link, and then I will turn it over to a couple of our participants. Freedom Link actually started almost 9 years ago, amazingly enough. We started in 2008, and at that point, Kelly Doty, who was a member of ours who unfortunately passed on, she was the first coordinator of the program, and I came in as one of the mentors. And the idea was that we were going to have a group of blind adults working as mentors with blind teens. And I'm not really sure even how we came up with that structure, because I wasn't in on the original planning of the program. I said, I don't want to run this. I just want to be a mentor. That's fine. So we started out with a group of four girls and one boy, and they were the quietest kids that we have ever had. They did not talk. Those who were mentors with me that year, Mary Lou and Bill, they will remember that we tried to come up with all kinds of things to get those kids to talk to each other. They were so shy. We've never had a group like that since. But every group has been different. Each group has its own character, has given us its own set of challenges. But what we do is we meet once a month, as Denise said, at the Harold Washington Library, which is right downtown in Chicago. Just finding your way around the library itself is a challenge because it's a huge building. It's 9 floors, always very dense with people. Every floor is laid out differently. It's, you know, there's escalators for some of the kids who haven't had much experience with escalators. You got revolving doors. You got a lot of challenges right there. So we meet in the Harold Washington Library. Sometimes we will spend some time there and talk about what we're going to do and do some other little discussions. And then we go out to the streets and we go places and do things in the city, which just gives us a world of opportunities of things to do, museums and restaurants and stores and walking tours and all kinds of things. And so we get all sorts of experiences, which Emma and Amy will tell you about. So, you're back. Sebastian, you are among us. Yay, he has arisen. Okay. So I think, Sebastian, I'm going to ask you to start. There's a mic.
Yeah, I know.
You
can
got
I sit,
it.
Can I
do
use this mic?
You want to use the standing one?
Sure. I want to be standing at the podium. It's more fun that way.
You want to be standing at the podium?
Debbie, do you want to mention the donor for this program, please?
All right. I will mention her before Sebastian starts to talk.
Speak into the mic, Debbie.
Yes, I'm coming. I had to come back because Sebastian wanted to stand at the podium. We have been truly blessed. The reason we have been able to do this program and do it the way we do it, which means that everything has been completely free for the students, is because we have a fairy godmother, I call her, Mrs. Charlotte Linden of the Ellick and Charlotte Linden Foundation. And Mrs. Linden has, for the past, I think, 7 years, she has given us a very generous grant each year, which has enabled us to keep Freedom Link alive and thriving. I know she has been most interested in the individual stories of the students who have gone through the program. Many have written letters to her. We have sent her audio recordings of the students talking about their experiences and expressing their appreciation to her, and we will continue to do that because she has just been so extremely gracious and generous with us. And it always feels like there is a real live human being behind our ability to do this program. And the kids will say, you know, will I ever get to meet Mrs. Linden? Think I'll ever get to meet her? Well, she is in her 90s, doesn't travel very much anymore away from her home. So unfortunately, she's not been able to attend a convention or one of our meetings to meet us, but she is very much with us in spirit. So Sebastian, would you talk a little bit about some of the things that you have done in Freedom Link that you've particularly enjoyed? What do you feel you've learned from being in Freedom Link?
Okay. You got to get close to the mics.
I know. Can everyone hear me?
Yes.
Well, hello, everybody, and have a very, very nice day. I would like to talk about Freedom Link. One of the things I like the most about Freedom Link is the food and the fact I get unlimited food. I know you'll find that very funny, but I eat like a horse. And I'm pretty sure anyone who goes to Freedom Link, any of the mentors, will confirm it for you. And but the activities are fun, too. Like one time we did a physics experiment, which is kind of in the spring at UIC, which is kind of interesting because I'm actually taking AP Physics this year, and we might do something similar at some point. And I think Freedom Link has really helped me to see that there are blind people out there that actually have like any drive to success, because the other program that I went to, not to knock on the BSA or anything, well, I kind of am, but is like Pathways, but a lot of the people there are very not strongly motivated and they're very immature. So it was nice to see people who are visually impaired and know that not all visually impaired people are necessarily immature, socially awkward, and lazy people. And that made me feel very good. And that made me feel like I was not alone. So I really enjoyed that. And also, I really enjoyed just, I really enjoyed spending time with the mentors and stuff, especially Bruce. Bruce was awesome. Aneri was awesome. It's very sad that she can't come this year, but she was great too, and she's very busy. The only reason I know she's not coming is because she's so busy doing lots and lots of hard work, so I'm very proud of that. And I'm just generally doing extremely well, and I always look forward to getting to do Freedom Link on one Saturday per month, and I know that I'll have a great time. So, yeah.
You came with us during the summer. Two of the Freedom Link students went with Bruce and Steve Stallis and me, three mentors. We went up to visit Blind Ink, and Sebastian was one of the students who went. Would you like to say anything about your impressions of that experience?
So, I really liked the fact that, like, the activities we did, and I got to meet, like, a new friend who's now on my Facebook, who's awesome, from Blind Ink, and that was cool. And the waterboarding was fun. I remember that. That's like a Minneapolis specialty.
Nobody was waterboarding. It was paddleboarding.
Okay.
That's a form of torture.
Sorry, I didn't mean. Hello. I guess I misspoke there. We were not going to Guantanamo Bay. Don't worry. There are no innocent teenagers harmed in the making of this blind service announcement. So anyway, there's good ice cream. So Minneapolis specialty. There's no twice baked potatoes, on the other hand, which my dad says is also a Minneapolis specialty. So I'm rather sad about that. But on second thought, maybe it wouldn't have been so good for my heart in the first place. I might have, like, just gotten a heart attack and died on the spot. Anyway, so, and then you wouldn't get to see my lovely face here, or hear it more likely. Anyway, I really thought that it was fun, and I remember playing on the computer, and I had a funny experience because I have a good amount of sight of having all the keys scrambled and having no clue how to use the keyboard because I didn't know how to touch type. So I had to find the one keyboard that wasn't scrambled and plug it into the computer because in order to use it. And I basically stayed up all night watching video game videos and stuff, and it was awesome. And checking my Facebook and eating dried blueberries that I swiped from my dad.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, everybody.
Do you want me to go up? Yeah, please. Where's the mic? It's on the left-hand side.
Hi, everyone.
Hello.
I'm Amy, and I can honestly say FreeLink was a very big milestone in my life. I was a junior in high school last October when I started. I had just got back from the prep program, actually, the Blind Ink summer program that they sponsor. It's 8 weeks. Before that, I had said, you know, I'm not going to travel. I'm not going to, you know, do everything. I came back from there feeling, you know, pretty confident in my travel skills, which I think is really cool. I was very happy. So I heard about Freedom Link. Debbie called, and she's like, yeah, you're accepted. It's in Chicago. So I went to the first few meetings, and, you know, I was driven there. And then, you know, my parents were like, you know, Chicago is an hour away. It's a lot of gas money. You know, it's a lot. It's like a long commute. I don't think you should do it anymore. And it was something I wanted to do. So I started taking the Metro by myself.
Yeah.
And so the first time, you know, I was a little bit scared because I was actually telling, you know, all of my blindness, all the people that I looked up to in NFP, hey, guys, like, I'm doing my first, like, independent trip, because I always just got in a taxi and, you know, been door to door. But I had gotten to the station, you know, I'd got in by myself because at the time my mother couldn't drive, so, you know, I had to get to the station and take the train. So my first time, I was a little bit nervous, but I got there, and there were so many nice people just around, and I figured out, like, once I did that, I can ask people, and that made me a lot more confident. Like, honestly, like, I remember the day I got there, I had to wait in the airport, the train station. I wish it was the airport. The train station, I was waiting for Steve, and I was like, I want to go find something to eat. And I, you know, went out on the train station, I got something to eat, and, you know, I was just very confident that I was able to travel that much. So I continued on with my FreedomLink experience, and I met all the mentors, which is really cool, and they just reinforced what I was doing. You know, Debbie always made sure there was a mentor to meet me and show me the route, so eventually I could do the route on my own from the train station to Harold Washington. And one thing that was very helpful for me with FreedomLink is the street crossings, because that's one of my weaker points. So when I was learning the street crossings and like following what they were doing, when I'm on my school O&M lessons now, it really reinforces those, and I know more about my street crossings. So I honestly think that was a push and a shove to me, like, hey, you know, you need to start with your own public transportation, and you really need to do this. And I feel so much more confident about myself to travel and do things now. So that was a very big boost in my experience. So I recommend this to anyone who is in high school. It's a really good transition thing. It's not very time consuming either. It's one Saturday a month, and you know, it's usually pretty fun, and you meet new people. And I'm also looking at going to school in the city, which is awesome, because for anyone who else is looking at going to college in a city area, we learned the L and the buses and the fixed routes and things like that. So it's really useful, and you can apply it to any big city. So yeah, thank you to everyone who's involved in FreedomLink, and I'm really glad that I've had this experience.
Thank you.
That that train's gone by.
All right.
I'm Emma Meyer. I was a junior when I started, like Amy, last year, and also it was a milestone for me. I come from a town that's got 13,000 people, and I've always known that I wanted to live in the city because they've got good public transportation where my town doesn't. By going to FreedomLink, it gave me the opportunity to learn about that transportation. I've applied to some schools in Chicago, DePaul and Loyola. I've also applied to the University of Iowa. I got accepted into Iowa already.
Yeah.
So I may not end up in Chicago, but it's given me the experience of being in a city. It also gave me the confidence to go over and help out with Bell. I used Uber. I think I might have taken the train or bus once. So yeah, that was a good experience. And I'm also one of the students that got to go to Blind Ink. I had been to CCB for the middle school program the summer before I was in high school. I think that the centers are very similar. It just really depends on what setting you want. I'm also a member of the NABS list, so I can say that I've heard people have conversations on there before, and mainly they seem to agree with me on that point. So, thank you. I'm trying to make that short.
Do you want to say anything more about the blinding trip that we did in the summer?
Oh, yeah. I don't know what to say about
anything
that.
Anything about the water boards? And
it was paddle boating, and I was soaked by the very end of it. Me and the people in my paddle boat probably switched seats like 20 times. None of us were in the same seat by the end of it, because we were having water fights with the people in the other boats. We also got to observe classes, and I did get more experience through that by traveling in Minneapolis like I did in Chicago. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. 5 seconds.
Okay. I say that public transportation is screwy. I'm just going to screw it all and go to Los Angeles. I love that. And the other thing is, for the banquet, I hope that everybody enjoys it, and let it be a night to remember for everyone.
Okay, thank you, Sebastian. Okay.